Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. There goes Tucker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell throws to first for one, and Cullenbine throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tucker scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tucker. Evers reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Trout moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to third. Lake moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. There goes Tucker. The throw from Wagner and Tucker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Baker moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine strikes out. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling strikes out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cal takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cal moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cal scores. Cullenbine moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake bunts towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home for the out. Wagner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers bunts for an out with unknown description. Mayo moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Mayo moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Mullen steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trout hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Joe Stevenson. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Orville Grove. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels pinch runs for Jack Walesa. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Michaels moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Tucker scores. There goes Appling trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Eddie Mayo. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Outlaw moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Outlaw moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Mullen moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, The White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trout hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.